Chapter 15. He peered at her, blinking. He seemed to be wondering whether much anxiety of mind had affected his eyesight.
Dr. Smith!
Good morning, Sir Hugo.
I had no notion you were here.
I was sent for last night, professionally.
Somebody ill?
Not now.
Are you making a long stay?
No, I shall leave almost immediately. I have to be in London for my hospital rounds.
Oh, have you seen my nephew, William?
Not since last night. Lord Tidmouth says he went out to look for you.
I'm most anxious to find him. I have something of the most vital importance to say to him.
Yes, said Sally indifferently.
I am endeavouring to save him from making a ghastly blunder and ruining his whole life. He is on the very verge of taking a step which can only result in the most terrible disaster. By the way, I knew there was something I wanted to ask you. When you putt, which leg do you rest the weight on?
I always putt off the left leg.
Indeed. Now that's most interesting. The left, eh?
Yes.
Some people say the right.
Yes, J.H. Taylor says the right.
Still, Walter Hagen prefers the left.
He ought to know.
Yes, I remember seeing Walter Hagen hole a most remarkable putt. He was fully 30 feet from the hole on an undulating green.
Sir Hugo broke off. Something with the general aspect of a thundercloud had loomed through the French windows.
Ah, William, he said. I was looking for you.
Bill gazed at him blackly.
Oh, you were, he said. Well, I was looking for you. What's all this that Tidmouth tells me? Tidmouth tells you?
Yes, Tidmouth tells me.
Tidmouth tells you?
A spasm shook Bill.
Will you stop that crosstalk stuff? He cried. What Tidmouth told me was that you had got hold of some asinine idea that I'm in love with Lottie Higginbottom. Quite correct. And what I say, William, and I say this very seriously,
Bill cut in on his oration.
There's only one woman in the world that I love, or ever shall love, he said, and that's Sally. Sally? Said Sir Hugo, blinking.
I'm Sally, said Sally. Sir Hugo looked from one to the other. He seemed stunned.
You love this girl?
He gasped at length.
Yes.
Sir Hugo raised both hands, like a minor prophet blessing the people. His mauve face was lit up with a happiness which, as a rule, was only to be found there on the rare occasions when he laid an approach putt dead.
My dear boy, he boomed, my dear young lady, this is the most wonderful news I've ever had. Bless you, my dear doctor, take him, I say, and may he be as happy as I should be in his place. I'll leave you. Naturally, you wish to be alone. Dear me, this is splendid news. William, you have made me a very happy man. What did you say your handicap was, my dear?
6 at Garden City.
6 at Garden City? Wonderful. What the Bannisters need, said Sir Hugo, is a golfer like you in the family.
He toddled off, rejoicing, to his breakfast.